Okay, good morning. We are holding in Hilchos Shachrit Klal Vav Halacha Gimel. V'mhoyu lo hezek ve'osko v'lo nodo lo siboso. Let's say someone had something bad happened in business. There was some kind of damage that was caused to his business, and the reason was not revealed. Kigon shemaz marzik harende misar. But so a harende is where the way it worked in Europe is that if you wanted to be in a certain business, you had to have this harende, this chachira from the government. You couldn't just go into a business. You have to have, Soviet Russia had it also, but up until recently. You had to have a mandate from the government to be able to go into such a business. I think that's what it is. Vesila goes to and the minister took it away. Right? Now, if the minister takes away your rights to own a, whatever it is, to own a hotel, or to own a shoe store, it is, or to be in the wine business, you're out. So you lose your business. Often the reason why people lost their business, especially a yid, is if someone went ahead and did some malshinas on him, did some kind of, they said some kind of lashon hara on him to the government, and that's how he would lose his permission or his license. So in this case, the Jew didn't know if someone was malshin on him, or the minister himself for some reason had another reason why. Maybe he needed to give the license to someone else, or whatever it is. He doesn't know why, but let's say that's what happened. All of a sudden, you can imagine, you're making a business, you have a factory, and that's it. The government comes and says, that's it, you're out. And you don't know where this came from. Usually there was something going on behind the scenes. So, it is prohibited to have any suspicions on another yid. Now, he says in parentheses, unless it's pretty obvious, as we'll see later, what is obvious? We had that in Hilchos Lashon Hara also. But you're not allowed to do anything against the guy. Says you're not allowed to suspect anybody else. Let's say there's another person, you lose your license and he gets his license. Suspicious. You're not allowed to be choshed that he did it. And you'll notice in the notes, so the Chavetz Chaim goes to town over here, as they say, and he writes on the bottom, in other words, what does that have to do with Rechilus? Normally, if you're going to lose your business and something happened, so now you want to know, what happened? Who did this to me? Right? And there's always somebody willing to make some gossip up, or to tell you the gossip. Could be it's true, could be it's not true. Oh, I don't want to say, but if I'm not mistaken, as Herschel over there, he went into the same business, and I know he knows the minister, and then starts making up stories. Could be it's true, could be it's not true. You're not allowed to be choish to the person, and yet, you're very, what's the word, you're very fragile at that point. You're very open to listen. And because of this, many, many bad things can happen. And, he'll go over to the Tsar and go, etc. There is many negatives can come out of this situation. The thing is, you're not allowed to be choish to him unless you know for sure, as we'll see in the future. Finish this halakha tomorrow, Mr. Shank.